Welcome to the Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hanalea Rappaport, and today we will be learning Sefer Shmuel Bey's Perek Tes, the ninth Perek. In the last Perek, we ended with David having internal and external peace. He has fought all the enemies around, and there are no more left. And also internally, there is peace inside his country. He has set up a functioning government, and there's something else that he has to take care of now. In Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer David, David said, Hachi yesh od asher noisar lebeis Shaul? Is there anyone left from the house of Shaul? Is there any remaining survivors? Ve'eeset imoy chesed ba'avor Yehonasan. And I want to do chesed with him. I want to do kindness for him because of the beautiful, wonderful relationship that I had with Yehonasan. The Radak explained, now that the wars are over and he set up his ministers and politicians, he wants to fulfill his promise to Yehonasan that he would take care of him and his family. What he's asking is not really a question, but a statement. I know that they are here. I just have to find them and take care of them for many reasons. David is a son-in-law of Shaul. This is his family, but also he's the king, and he wants to show everyone, again, he's doing this over and over, I bear no grudge against the house of Shaul. We are one united nation. We are one united country. And also, of course, he owes a debt of gratitude to his very good friend, Yehonasan. Ulaves Shaul Eved. There was a servant. He was a Kanani servant, Ushmo Tziva. His name is Tziva. Tziva worked for the house of Shaul. Vayikru'ulai el David, and they called him to David. Vayomer Hamelech Elav, and the king said to him, Ha'ata Tziva, am I Tziva? Vayomer Avdecha, and he said, yes, I am Tziva, I am your slave. Meaning, even though he worked for the house of Shaul, I am your slave. And so David reaches out to him, and he says, tell me. Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Hamelech, Ha'efes od ish leveis Shaul ve'esei moy chesed elekim. Please tell me where they are, the people who are from Shaul's house. So it seems to be that after the war, after Shaul and his sons died, it sounds like they're going to, Shaul's family gets scared and runs away and left the house, their estate, in the hands of one of the servants. And they fade into obscurity as they were before Shaul became king. They just, they seem not to play a role. And David wants to find them. So he turns to this slave, this servant who's in charge of the house now, and he says, find them for me. I'm not trying to trick you. I want to do with him a chesed, and I'm saying this in the name of Hashem. Vayomer Tziva el Hamelech. Yes, it's true. Oid bein liyohinasan. Yohinasan still has a son. Nechei raglaim. He is lame. He is a crippled. In truth, there are another 7 grandchildren. It's not only Mephibosheth who are left. 5 come from the daughter of Shaul and 2 from his Pilegesh. But perhaps because it's not a son of a son or with a wife, but with a Pilegesh, they are not considered Yarshim. And also Tziva wants to minimize the family of Shaul who's left, so he just wants to talk about the one son and the one son who is Nechei Raglaim. So he chooses to talk about the weak one, and he doesn't even give a name. He just calls him Ben Li Yehonasan. He's like a child of Yehonasan. He's just like the somebody is left, and you don't have to worry about him because there's no power left to him. Vayomer Lei Hamelech, and the king says to him, Eifahu, where is he? I'll tell you where he is. Hinehu beis Machir ben Amiel. He's in the house of Machir ben Amiel, Beleidavar, in a place called Leidavar. Now, Leidavar is spelled with a vav, not with an aleph, but the Gemara picks up here, and he says that he's trying to continuously minimize who this Mephibosheth is. He's in Leidavar. He's in a place like that there's nothing there. It's written again, Leidvar, with above, but he's like, he's just a nothing and a nobody. There's nothing to him. Later on, we're going to see that there's going to be Lashon Hara spoken by Tziva against Mephibosheth, which tragically David is going to accept. It's going to have real implications for what's going to happen next, not in this parak, in a few prokem from now. And from the way that Tziva is presenting Mephibosheth as a no one from nowhere, David should have picked up already that Tziva is not to be trusted, because when he does find Mephibosheth and he does talk to Mephibosheth, according to Rashi, in the Gemara, when Tziva says to him, B'lai Dvar, Rashi says, B'lai Dvar, Einoi Chacham B'Tara, Ke'ilu, he is not a Chacham B'Tara, he's in a nowhere. V'hu Matz'oi Malei Dvar Davar. He found him Malei Davar. He found him full of stuff, of substance, v'chacham b'taira, and he was a chacham b'taira. So he's not from Leidvar, but he is Malei Davar. He's full. And from the way that he's being presented by Tziva, David should have picked up that Tziva has something against Mephibosheth, that he is trying to minimize him. There's even a question. We know that there is a Mephibosheth who is the Rebbe of David, and it could be that this is the one we are talking about. It could be also that there's a different Mephibosheth, the son of Shaul, the son of Shaul from Mitzvah Basaya. It's unclear, but he certainly was a very choshev and important person, not to be considered as a loydvar, as a nobody and a nothing. In Pasuk Hey, Vayishlach Hamelech David, and the King David sent for him, Vayikachehu mi beis Machor ben Amiel mi loydvar, and he took him from the house of Machor ben Amiel from Loidvar. And in Pasuk Vav, Vayavai Mephibosheth ben Yohanan ben Shaul el David, and Mephibosheth, the son of Yohanan, the son of Shaul, came to David, Vayipal al panav, and he fell on his face, Vayishtachu, and he bowed, Vayomer David, Mephibosheth, and David said to him, Are you Mephibosheth? Vayomer, Hine avdecha, I am here, and I am your servant. The whole time in the Pesukim before, we see he's called Hamelech or Hamelech David. He's acting as a king. He's sending the messengers. He's bringing him back. But here he is just David. He's becoming David again, welcoming him into his house. And Mephibosheth comes. He's Mephibosheth ben Yohanan ben Shaul, because he's wondering, am I going to be treated as a grandson of Shaul, who was David's erstwhile enemy, or am I the son of Yohanan, who was David's friend? And David responds to him, and he says, Vayomer David, Mephibosheth, you are just Mephibosheth, you are a person. You are here on your own standing and on your own right, and I am welcoming you and I am greeting you. Vayomer le David, al tira, don't be scared. Of course, Mephibosheth had reason to be scared, but don't be scared. Ki asai e'ese imcha chesed, I'm going to do chesed for you, ba'avor Yohanan avicha, because of Yohanan your father, and I'm going to give you back kol stei Shaul avicha, all the fields of Shaul your father, one benefit, and two, va'ata techa lechem al shulchani tamid, and you're going to always be eating at my table. He's giving him back his father's property. As Mardim B'Malchus, all their property really belonged to David, but here he's giving it back to him. Or the Malbim says, there's a certain piece of property that is royal land. It belongs to whomever is the king. And the property that he got from Shaul as a king, he's giving it back now to Mephibosheth. Either way, he's giving him back more than he's giving him a special piece of land. He's giving him more than would have been expected, but even more important, this eating at the king's table was a sign of kavod, of being allowed into the king's inner circle, and perhaps this is where he becomes the Rebbe of David, if it is this, indeed, this Mephibosheth. Ma avdecha, who am I? What am I? Ki panisa el hakelev hames asher kamoni, that you're paying attention to a dead dog like me. We see that kelev hames, a dead dog, were words that David used to describe himself to Shaul, and perhaps these are common words of denigration that were used at that time. The king is going to let Tziva know about this plan, and he also tells him, Tziva, that you, Tziva, should work the land that I'm giving, and being productive, because even though Mephibosheth will eat with the king, I don't want him to feel dependent. I don't want him to feel like he is impoverished or that he has to wait for the meals. I want him to know that he has his own meals if he needs them, but that he can always come to me, which he does. And Tziva has many people who can help him work this land. Ulitziva chamisha sarbanim ve'esrim avadim. Tziva has 15 sons and 20 servants. Vayomer Tziva al hamelech, in pasuk yud aleph, k'chol asher yitzaveh adoni hamelech as avdei ken ya'aseh avdecha. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do. I'm going to take care of him, and I'll make sure that he has food. at my table, but the pasuk ends, "Umefiboshes oichal al shulchani ka'achad mibnei hamelech." David responding and saying, "No, even though he'll have food by you, I want him to eat by me as if he is one of my children." Mephibosheth has a ben katan, ushmoy micha, pasuk yudbeis. He has a young son, and if Mephibosheth was a small, Mephibosheth was a child, we know that Mephibosheth became lame when he was dropped by his omenes, by his the governess who was carrying him, and he was a young boy at that time. So time must have passed if Mephibosheth now has his own child, his own son. And the reason we have to know about it is because his son must have been little at this time. He was not able to help his father when his father is going to need the help. And therefore, it's the family of Tziva who are the servants to Mephibosheth. Everyone is serving him. And Pasuk Yud Gimel, we end with Mephibosheth is living in Yerushalayim because Ke'al Shulchan HaMelech Tamid Hu Ochel. He does eat constantly by the king's table. V'hu Piseach Shtei Raglav. He is lame in both of his legs, so he couldn't go back and forth to his land, to his property, and he just stayed in Yerushalayim. What a beautiful perek of David's reconciliation and his chesed that he does, an idyllic perek. Unfortunately, things are going to turn sour in this relationship, which are going to have implications for the entire future of Klal Yisrael. Hard to understand how something that started off so well is going to end badly. Perhaps, this is only a conjecture, we don't really know, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mentioned in this parak, meaning there's no Navi's involvement here, there's no Urim V'Tumim here, and perhaps there isn't enough of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the picture here, although, again, this parak is showing the kindness of David that he is reaching out to look for and make sure that the family of Shaul is well taken care of. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui nishmot imahotenu hayikarot, Esther Oppenheimer, Allah HaShalom, and Zahar Shenker, Allah HaShalom, each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their family's Torah legacy to the next generations.